I see. That, well, that's what I was getting at, is how you'd distinguish them, and you'd use the last name, probably, to, mm-hmm. to keep them...
I knew my grandmother, and my great-grandma, grandma...
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing to take a baby out in would be a...
tram, baby carriage, or something.
Okay, a tram and a baby carriage, the same thing?
I think so. We'll call it tram mostly in England.
Okay, now something you take, if you were to do that to the baby, you'd say, I'm going to go out and...
What?
If you were doing that with a baby, you might say, no, I'm...
You take gonna... the baby a walk.
Yeah. And the a female offspring would be a...
daughter.
And she wouldn't be a boy, she'd be a...
girl.
Shake that down, I can't.
And a woman who assists in the, works in the neighborhood, you know, and isn't a registered nurse, but she assists with the giving birth to children.
Midwife.
Yeah, did you ever call them anything else besides the midwife?
No.
Okay. If a boy has facial features very similar to his father, you'd
he
say...
He looks like his daddy.
All right.
No, wait, they use the word favors. He favors his daddy.
Yeah, favors.
You're not telling him right.
Okay. And if a woman, you say a woman had a hard life, she six children, she...
Don't get you.
Well, if you use, which term sounds more representative of this area, reared or raised?
Oh, raised.
Yeah. Okay.
Very few people use the correct word.
Okay. Use what?
Use the correct word.
Oh, well,
reared.
Yeah. They and a child born out of wedlock would be a...
woods cold.
Okay, yeah, that's the idea, right. Your sister's son would be your...
grandson, uncle, no, nephew.
Yeah, and a child whose parents are dead would be a...
orphan.
Yeah, and if the court had to appoint someone...
guardian.
Yeah, and the all of the people related to you, you'd say they're my...
relations or relatives.
Yeah, you say if someone is of no relation, you say he's no...
relation.
Or no...
relative.
Or kin.
No kin.
Yeah, and if... the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
Yeah, and the George Washington's wife's name was
Martha Washington Dandridge.
Yeah. All right, and there was that song "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
And a man named William, they might call him
Bill.
And when he was very small, they might have called him Little
Willie.
Okay, and the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
Yeah, and they. An untrained part-time minister. The word I'm getting at is jackleg.
Never heard that one.
A jackleg preacher.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What would it mean? I mean, would it? How would you? It's used in several different ways.
Now, I never heard it used that way. I always heard it itinerant preacher.
How have you heard jackleg used?
Well, that is derisive of some man. You say he's a jackleg carpenter. He's very rough.
Uh-huh.
Untrained.
Yeah. I heard it more as carpenter.
I see. Uh-huh. And if you're talking about someone related to you, say she is my uncle's wife. She is my.
I say aunt here.
Yeah, well, that's all. I want his pronunciation.
Aunt.
Yeah, and so say.
Aunt? No, I don't know.
No, you. Aunt would be the natural pronunciation. And the.
What do you see? Well, it's just a. Stuff off the elm tree.
Okay.